Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Stop right there, human. Did you really think it would be that easy sneaking into the Elf Queen's bedchambers? But then again, you were probably just thinking with your sword rather than your brain. But you've piqued my curiosity. It's not every day a human gets this far into our domain. What I wouldn't give to see the look on those stuffy royals' faces if they could only see what was happening right at this very moment. A bare-chested, sweaty human in the hall outside the Queen's room, in the heart of the most ancient city of elves. Tell me, human, how different is our world from yours? Do your stars also burn bright in the clear obsidian sky, even through narrow windows like these? Does your music drift whimsically through the air, all conch-shell horns and festival drums? Do your people dance naked beneath the willows, bathing in the silver moonlight, bodies ebbing and flowing like billowing bonfire smoke? I suppose I should see it as a compliment that your chieftains thought this the most opportune moment to catch my people unawares. On this, the night when the wine runs freer than ever, when laughter and jubilation and merrymaking overtake our usually tight regimens. But make no mistake, human. Even when dulled, our senses are still far sharper than your primitive ones. I don't know how you got here, poor barbaric human, but you'll go no further. Very well. I am Nikaya. I will give you my name, but nothing further. At least, not until you best me in battle. But then, I highly doubt that someone like you could achieve a feat such as that. Already, you are far too distracted. Is it the way the torchlight dances on my tanned skin? The way it glints off the slender blades in my hands, ready to slit your pathetic human throat any second? My shoulders are proud. My frame may be waifish, but there is power coiled tight in these toned, tattooed-covered muscles. Drink in the sight of me deep while you still can. You! Be merciful to me? Oh, arrogant human. I would see that tongue slit and shoved down your throat. Although, you are easy on the eyes. Yes. You'll do well as a pet. You won't have to say a word then. All you'd have to do is sit pretty on your knees. Ready yourself, human. I'll try not to leave any scars. Bad. It's been so long since anyone challenged me. The humans should send more like you. Your muscles are all primed and delicious, ready to spring into action at a moment's notice. Oh, I cannot wait to break you. Well, so nimble and light on your feet. And yet, I feel power behind every strike. You are raised for this exact purpose. You trained hard and long night after night. I can see it now. In every calculated move, I can see a fire beginning to blaze behind those almost cold, dead eyes. But it's futile. It's only a matter of time before you bend to my blade. I'd hate to damage my new toy after I just got you. At least, damage beyond repair. I'm sure a few cuts and bruises won't do too much harm. Good. That was very good. What a clever little parry, but you're just a little bit off. All you managed to do was cut my clothing. What a lecherous gaze. Or is this the first time you've seen a breast? I can feel the heat of your eyes licking over my skin. I have not enjoyed sparring like this in ages. Yes. Yes. That's it, human. A swing like a wolf striking from the shadows. A block like a rhino standing its ground. You are pure, calculating power! Are you actually aiming for my clothing? Are you so desperate for the sight of a naked woman you've forgotten you're in battle? Very well. And so here we are. You with your cuts and bruises, and me with my own set, and my naked breasts free, illuminated by the moonlight. I must say, the night air does feel good on my hot skin. Thank you, warrior. My tattoos. I'll tell you what they mean, if you submit to me. I didn't think so. Are you really giving this your all? It seems as if all your eyes can focus on now are my breasts. Your guard is firm, I will admit. No human has ever lasted this long with me. I'm impressed. That's more like it. Pushing me back further and further. Don't think I haven't noticed. Stings, doesn't it? Oh, don't be like that. Most humans would have been torn to ribbons by now. Where's your sportsmanship? At least give me a whimper. Shut it, human. I don't need two swords to beat you. One is blessed. The windowsill. Well, fancy that. Although, the cool rock of the windowsill does feel nice. And music outside does sound quite lovely. Look at them all down there. Dancing beneath the willows. Unknowing that we were having our own dance up here. You won't best me. I won't need swords to beat you. I've wrapped my legs around you. If I fall, so do you. What are you... You're just grinding into me now. With your sword thrust against my throat, I... God. I can feel your bulge grinding against me. Thrusting and gyrating. Just kill me now. Slit my throat where I am. If my people knew what I was doing with a human, I... Fuck it. You call that a kiss? This is how I like to be kissed. Is this what you were planning to do with the queen? Strip her naked and have her beholden to you and your admittedly huge cock? Fuck. I can feel myself growing wetter and wetter just looking at it. How is power radiating from even just your cock? What are you? Now you're just rubbing it on my pussy and coating yourself in my juices and grabbing my tits in your rough hands. The calluses on your fingers feel so good, pinching my nipples. Oh, fuck. I didn't know a human could be so skilled at this. You must have fantasized about this often, then. In your primitive human war camp, while you tossed and turned and writhed in your bedding, so many nights must have been spent imagining pinning a captured elf girl under you. Covering her mouth and making her squeal into your hand as you forced pleasure on her. Show me what you fantasized about, you brute! What does a human barbarian dream of doing to an elf girl's hot, needy body? You bit me! Oh god. You dreamt of sucking and biting on my nipples. Pushing my tits together to give you better access. I've never had them both sucked on at the same time like this. Bitten so harshly. It hurts so good. You hurt me so good, human. Be savage to me. Mark me. Mark me, my beast. You've already bested me. Claim your spoils, warrior. I can feel the head of you rubbing against my clit. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, touch me. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, hurt me. Hurt me. That's it. That's it.
coated completely in my pussy juices. Now touch me. Touch me there, too. I'll push my tits together. Just please use those rugged hands on my pussy. Your fingers are doing such delicious things inside me. Crawling and stroking to hitch such delicious angles. Wait. If you rub my clit like that, I... It's too much. Your teeth on my nipples. Your fingers buried deep in my pussy. Massaging my clit. I'm squirting all over you. My cum is squirting all over your cock. Dripping down to your balls. I cannot believe you made me orgasm. A human made me squirt so fucking much. I made a mess all over you, oh god. Your poor cock. This poor cock. All coated in me. Let me rub you. Give you as much pleasure as you've given me. That's it. Keep playing with my tits as I use my cum as lubrication to stroke your cock. Pumping it up and down. Oh, God. You're absolutely slick now. Oh, how you throb in my hand. Don't give this cock to that elven queen. Give it to me instead. Ravish my pussy instead. I'm not satisfied with just coming from your fingers. I want to come all over this huge, huge human cock. It's so much thicker than the elven men I've been with. I want this cock. I want it. Let me wrap my legs around your hips once more. Hold my hips, human. Hold me steady so you can fuck me on the windowsill. No. Don't just rub your cock on my pussy. Put it inside. I want it inside, human. I want. Fuck. Your cock is so thick. You're stretching me so wide. Does my pussy feel tight, human? I'm sure you've never had elf pussy before. Wait. You can't just start off rough right away. Oh fuck. You're fucking me so rough already. You're going so hard and fast. I'm going crazy. Why did you humans get such thick, huge cocks? It's so much. My pussy is taking such a beating. Fuck. I don't want to fall out the window, so I have no choice but to lean in closer to you. Your rough fingers are grabbing my breasts. Push them together and bite my nipples again. Bite me. Yes. Take me, human. Let me throw my hips against yours, rubbing my legs tighter and tighter. My body is still so sensitive. I'm squirting all over your cock, but you're fucking me so hard. Is my elf girl pussy that good? Or did you just have that much pent-up frustration? All those lonely nights having to come on your own. Am I everything you dreamed of and more? On those dark, lonely nights when you writhed and moaned and milked yourself dry in those barbaric human war camps. Oh, God. I'm soaked through with sweat. I will yield, warrior. You've bested me. I yield. So please grant me mercy. Don't finish in me. Finish on my tits. On my soft thighs. On my face. My chin. Please cover me in your semen just as long as you please. Please. Don't finish inside me. Please. What do you mean, no mercy? Wait, human, no, please not! No. Like an animal. I've been completely ravaged by a human. I mean, I totally let you win, you know, cause I hadn't gotten defucked in so long and you were just too cute to leave alone. I meant for this to happen. It's not like I lost to you or anything. I wanted this, so I... You fell for my trap and everything, stupid human. I just, I wasn't expecting to get fucked so hard like this. On the windowsill. Possibly getting caught. With the queen asleep in the other room and everything. What are you laughing at? You knew I was the queen all along? You may have tossed my blades aside, but yours was easily accessible. I should slit your throat, mortal. You knowingly came in the queen's pussy. You have no idea the type of diplomatic incident this is going to cause. I suppose if I do bear a child, I can't exactly execute their father, but... And I would hate to lose that cock, too, but... Whatever. I suppose I shall allow you entrance into my chambers. As long as it's because you're tied up on my bed. And then I'll use all forms of torture to get information out of you. Like milking you dry. And making your cock all sore. For days. So. That I can bring information out of you. Like how you learned how to fight like that. And then, after I squeeze that information out of you, I'll squeeze more cum out of your balls. Oh no, I've been disarmed again. Whatever will I do? I suppose that means you'll have to fuck me against the windowsill again. Oh no!